Fan Run Radio podcasters, many of you have been asking for a way to support the station if you live out of state and can't support our sponsors, and now there's a way. Just go to shopfanrun.com and buy a shirt, or two, or ten, and know that you're supporting the station that does our best to support you. Shopfanrun.com.
Listening to Talk Sports.
Look, NSYNC didn't give their fans as many albums as the Backstreet Boys did, but the three they put out were pop perfection, okay? Tight harmonies, catchy choruses, iconic music videos full of dance moves.
Airing every day from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Well, just think about what a 2015 NSYNC would look like. It would look pretty great. I would certainly pay to watch Joey Fatone.
You wouldn't pay to watch Joey Fatone
and Lance
do
Bass, J.C. Chavez, Chris
Nobody
Kirkpatrick.
Knows where J.C. Chavez or
and
Chris
of course, how about Justin Timberlake?
There we go.
Well, that's the first time I had to mention
you
him, isn't it?
That's the big trump card.
Well, it kind of is.
You know
it
what? You know what the 2018 NSYNC would look like? The same thing that the 1999 NSYNC looked like, which is Justin Timberlake with a bunch of losers.
I'm 1340 WKGN.
Hey, I'm Cody. Hey, hey, sexy, sexy back. You ever heard of sexy back?
Tearing up my heart when I'm with you, but when we are apart, I'm feeling.
Hour two, kicking off at the Fan Run Studios. After headlines, we will have Michael Bolin from 247 Sports come on and kind of reset the last little push coming out of the All-Star break in the NBA. But for now, Cody McClure, give us a really good, juicy, thick batch of headlines, please.
It'll be as good as it's ever been. Thanks, John.
You're welcome.
Kentucky suffered an injury last night. Thanks, John.
Couldn't.
It's all in the throat.
Couldn't clear your throat.
I did clear
you,
it.
You
I did
on.
Clear it. I did.
You're sick.
There's more in
I'll give you a little bit of a break.
More in the chest. Okay, yeah, here we go. Thanks, John.
Let's try this again. Give me a good, thick, juicy batch of headlines.
Thanks, John. It'll be as good as it's ever been.
I'm supposed to say you're welcome again?
Yeah.
Okay, you're welcome.
Kentucky suffered an injury last night as big man Reed Travis went down with a knee sprain in the second half of the Wildcats' 66-58 win at Missouri. Konzo couldn't get it done last night as Kentucky won on the road.
No.
But Reed Travis went down, so dare I say that's good news? Just a knee sprain, though. He'll probably be back March 2nd. Knee sprain's not going to keep you out too long. I wouldn't think. Knee sprain, big guy. Maybe 2 weeks?
Supposed to be out for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I was going to say maybe 2 weeks. So, well, that would be.
Which would put him out for the Tennessee game, most likely.
Yeah, that would be good, wouldn't it?
I don't know. I just kind of want to beat them full strength.
I'd rather just beat them.
Yeah.
I'd rather just win that SEC title.
Well, he'll be back for the he'll be back for the conference tournament, but sure.
I mean, regular season, if we can beat him while he's out, maybe.
Well, Tennessee better beat LSU this weekend if they want to win the conference championship.
That's where it all starts, John, this Saturday in Baton Rouge.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know the one everybody's forgetting that happens to be sandwiched in next week, we go to Ole Miss. Yeah, it's not going to be any kind of cakewalk.
Yeah, I'm not overly concerned with them.
Oh, you're not?
No.
I am. I'm concerned with everyone at this point. But anyway, so we may get Kentucky with no Reed Travis, which would be good news for Tennessee. Ex-Houston coach Major Applewhite is going to become an analyst for Alabama. Nick Saban adding the former Houston football coach and his former assistant to his coaching rehab program. Major Applewhite set to join the Tide. Just like Steve Sarkisian, just like Butch Jones.
All right.
Speaking of ex-coaches, have you seen how Jerry Kill hates PJ Fleck?
Yeah, I saw a little bit of this story last night as I was doing some show prep. That has been the benefit of getting this laptop, is that I can do show prep in the late hours of the night. It's content, 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 content. And I saw that story and I was like, nothing really there that mattered to me. I mean, PJ Fleck is someone who thinks PJ Fleck does things the right way, but they are the PJ Fleck way, and Jerry Kill was someone who was successful at Minnesota, who got sick and had to retire, and then they promoted his boy,
Tracy Clays.
And he was solid, but he got fired because he... Do you remember they had like 10 guys suspended for the bowl game? There was like a scandal there, and 10 players got suspended, and Tracy Clays was mad at the administration, and the players were threatening like a boycott and a strike and not showing up for the bowl game.
I do.
Because they felt like, I believe it was a Title IX investigation, and the players had all been linked to like sexual assault, and the players thought it was nonsense that they were getting suspended for what they thought was nothing. I don't remember how that story actually ended up. I don't know if they were cleared eventually or what, because that's what we do in society is we just grab the headlines, ironically, as we talk about it in the segment, headlines, and we don't really do the follow-ups. So we saw Minnesota players, Title IX, sexual harassment, lawsuit. And like, oh, this is bad, and then it cost Tracy Clays his job, and then we didn't really do a follow-up. Were they exonerated? Were they guilty? I don't know, but you can see that Jerry Kill thinks he did it the right way. He thinks his boy Tracy Clays did it the right way. And then you have brash, young, cocky, energetic, pretty boy PJ Fleck coming in and saying, no, 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 this is all wrong. Let's do it my way. I can understand why that would rub someone the wrong way, right?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of understand it from one angle where, you know, the guy's name is Tracy. How do you trust a guy named Tracy
Clay? But he was a big old boy. And usually fat guys get trust.
Tracy. I mean, do you know any guy named Tracy that you've ever trusted? The only ones I can think of are Tracy Bird, Tracy McGrady.
Why'd you say that with a question mark? Do you know who Tracy McGrady is?
The NBA player.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just forgot his name was Tracy. Tracy Lawrence? Is that another country singer?
Yeah.
Is there two male country singers?
Tracy named Bird Tracy? And Tracy Lawrence.
Tracy Bird had that one. What was that one? It's like, call me when... I don't know.
Bird Call? No.
No.
No, that's different. That's AJ.
I'll know it if I can find it.
Tracy Bird.
Tracy Chapman.
What was Tracy Bird?
10 rounds with Jose Cuervo.
Was that Tracy Bird?
Yeah. Also, Drinking Bone.
That might be the one I was thinking. Watermelon Crawl. He kind of had some hits, didn't he? I mean, they were all stupid, but they're, you know.
10 rounds is pretty
for
good.
For country songs, I mean, that kind of made sense.
Watermelon Crawl was a good song.
I mean, it's a stupid song.
It's a good song.
It's
10 rounds is
not
great.
It's not a good song.
Watermelon Crawl is a good song.
At the very end.
If your three biggest hits are Drinking Bone, Watermelon Crawl, and 10 rounds with Jose Cuervo, those are not good
songs.
He
likes to drink.
For country songs, they're okay, I guess.
They're songs that people can relate to. And that's what people—that's what draws people in.
Mean, those are not, you know what I mean. What about Tracy Lawrence? What did he have? Is he related to Trevor Lawrence?
I would doubt it.
I'm from
Tracy Lawrence.
Tracy Bird had I'm From the Country, and I like it that way. That was a good song.
Another stupid song. Tracy Bird.
The Keeper of the Stars?
Tracy Bird sucks.
Tracy Lawrence had Find Out Who Your Friends Are.
Now Tracy Lawrence had good songs.
I think you're
Texas Tornado.
Tracy. That was a good song too.
Texas Tornado, Paint Me a Birmingham.
Oh, great song.
Time Marches On. Tracy Lawrence had the good songs.
Yeah.
Tracy Bird sucks.
I guess we got our topic for tomorrow's This or That.
Tracy Lawrence versus Tracy Bird.
Yeah.
I know who I'm supporting.
I think you're underestimating Tracy Bird's hits.
Won't you paint me a Birmingham? Make it look just
way I plan.
So, yeah, something like that. Texas Tornado, that was a good one.
You guys will both have to study if you're going to bring this to This or That table.
Texas Tornado. Yeah,
that's how it was.
What am I thinking?
I don't know, I think you're just trying.
Tornado with a polyester curtain. That's a different one. That's.
I don't think she says Texas Tornado. I don't think they say Texas Tornado.
What's the song with the polyester curtains?
Queen of My Double Wide Trailer.
Yeah, that's a good one. Now that's a song right there. That's a song.
I don't remember Texas Tornado being in the chorus there.
No, that's a different song. Who sang that one? Is that Sammy Kershaw?
Yeah.
Now that's a country song.
It's Queen of My Double Wide Trailer has to be sang by somebody named Sammy Kershaw.
Queen of My Double Wide Trailer with the polyester curtains and the railroad.
Redwood sign. Something. I don't know. Sign. That's a polyester. No, 8-board track? No. I don't know what comes out.
That was a good
song. Cat trail off there when you sang it in the chorus.
Queen of My Double Wide Trailer. redwood deck.
Yeah, that's what I had redwood.
With the polyester curtains and the redwood deck.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great song. Have some onion rings and watch TV.
It's good.
Yeah. Rutgers is selling beer and wine now in the stands.
Another one?
Do I know?
Another one. Just another school selling beer.
Oh, yes, Rutgers. They're going to sell beer and wine in the stands, and Rutgers officials expect profits to be stout.
And, I mean, look, I love The Keeper of the Stars. It's a good song. I do love Watermelon Crawl. That was my papaw's favorite song. He was a performer. He'd go around and sing at bars and sing at campgrounds and stuff, and Watermelon Crawl was his jam, so it holds a special place in my heart, but I think I got to give the edge to Tracy Lawrence. Time marches on.
We forgot about Tracy Chapman.
Yeah. This is the one with the fast car, right? Right?
I thought he was in a car wreck.
Isn't he? Doesn't he have the...
Give me one reason to stay. Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that...
Wasn't he in a car wreck or something, though?
I don't know. We got Michael Bolin coming up, 247 Sports. We'll talk some NBA with him. Stick with us to talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Couple tweeters pointing out Tracy Chapman was a woman. Or is a woman? Is she still alive? I don't know. Is Tracy, you said she died in a car crash, or he died, but it's really a woman. I don't know. I knew Tracy Chapman was a woman. I hope I didn't say he, because I kind of knew that, but I didn't want to nitpick, and we were just kind of going. I didn't know that.
I did not know that.
Let's go to the phone lines. Let's grab Michael Bolin of 247 Sports. He's going to talk NBA with us. What's up, Michael?
Not a lot. Get a little Tracy Chapman info to start my day on a Wednesday.
What are you going
to
do?
I love it.
Start your day. It's 11:15. You just getting up, Michael?
Central time zone, man. Central time zone. Okay. 10. We're getting there.
Fair enough.
10:15.
Fair enough. As we get set for, you know, to come out of the All-Star break, I wanted to touch base, kind of reset with, you know, the NBA coverage and kind of get ready for this last push. And one of the biggest questions I have is for over this next 20-something games and into the playoffs, who do you think is under the most pressure? You can give me a team, you can give me a player, you can give me a coach, you can give me a city. Who is under the most pressure for the end of this regular season and playoff push?
I mean, the easy answer to that question is obviously Luke Walton and the Lakers. You know, anytime you have LeBron James on your roster, you're going to be more scrutinized than any other coach. Obviously, more eyes are going to be on your team than just about any other franchise that there is out there. But, you know, to go outside of that, I would say probably the next one that I would look at would be Brad Stevens and the Celtics, and really Kyrie Irving. You know, obviously we all know what the potential is for him leaving as a free agent this summer. He had mentioned that earlier in the year that he was ready to commit long-term to Boston, but obviously things haven't gone the way that, you know, most people thought they would for the Celtics this year, with them currently sitting in that 4-5 range in the East as opposed to up top and where most people thought they would be. So, you know, outside of the whole LeBron James, Luke Walton, will he still have a job after this season dynamic, I really think you got to look at Boston and all the pressure that's on them to perform and whether or not they live up to those expectations.
If I make you pick a team right now to come out of the East, are you picking Boston or are you picking someone else?
If I had to pick right now, I think I would go Boston to get to the Eastern Conference Finals, but I still think I would put the Raptors above them slightly, and depending on, you know, what happens between now and March 1st and the buyout season, I think Philadelphia is a team that could really give them a run for their money too if they add another couple of bench pieces.
Yeah, I mean, Tobias Harris, VFL. Exactly. Big ball Tobias Harris helps the 76ers have the best starting five in the East, I think, by far, when you look at, you know, the depth they have right there in their unit of five. They all score over 17 points per game. They all can play. And now with Tobias, they have a little extra shooting to help J.J. Redick. But it seems like the Philadelphia 76ers, they have a mental block. They cannot beat the Boston Celtics. What makes you think that the playoffs would ever be different if they were to match up?
Yeah, you know, like I said, obviously, depending on what they do between now and the end of the buyout, I think if they can add another point guard, you know, to take some of the pressure off McConnell and obviously Ben Simmons, as well as another wing shooter, I think that would give them enough to at least, you know, make Boston you know, a little uncomfortable if they do end up facing at some point in the postseason. Obviously, right now, if the playoffs started today, they'd be playing in round one. So you got to think that in that matchup, you know, Boston would probably be feeling more pressure than anything against the Philadelphia team that, you know, now obviously the process is over with the moves that they've made for Jimmy Butler, Tobias Harris, what have you so far this season. But, you know, long term, they still have more of a window, I think, than the Celtics team. Given what everyone thought they would have coming in this year, this would be their season. LeBron was finally gone from the East. It was supposed to be their time to take it over, and it just hasn't happened yet. You know, whether it's too many cooks in the kitchen in terms of the talent they have, and you know, Brad Stevens just not being able to figure out a way to put it all together yet, or just some other issue there. I've seen more to make me skeptical about Boston so far than I think I have, at least in the short term, with what Philly has done since the deadline.
More likely to happen this offseason with Boston? Kyrie leaves, or they trade for Anthony Davis?
Ooh, man, I think the first thing they're going to try and do is obviously get that Davis deal done. Because if they do that, I don't see how there's any way Kyrie leaves. But, you know, if for some reason, you know, obviously they can't get that done, some other team swoops in there, L.A. somehow finds a way to sweeten their deal, or the Clippers, with all that cap space and all those assets that they've picked up now, make a move for AD that way, then, yeah, I think it's very possible that Kyrie up and leaves. And, you know, whether that's for the Knicks or some other team, you know, we'll have to wait and see how that plays out. But if I was a Celtics fan, I would not feel 100% confident that Kyrie's coming back unless they make a deep playoff run and get to the finals, or go out and make that move for another superstar to come in and play with them, just because obviously the injury was a big part of it. But what they thought they had there with Gordon Hayward doesn't seem like it's going to be the Gordon Hayward that they thought they were getting. Still a very fine player, someone who's going to be able to contribute for their team, but not that number two that they thought they originally had next to Kyrie.
Yeah, I think I would like if Kyrie tried to go back to LA and play with LeBron. That would be pretty funny. But you saw the Lakers, you know, you kind of talked about the pressure Luke Walton is under over this next little stretch run, but I was surprised to see the report coming from The Athletic that the Lakers are reportedly concerned about LeBron James following his injury. You know, they don't really know if he's going to be able to shoulder the load to get them in the playoffs, or if he's going to be able to stay healthy. Are we starting to see the decline of LeBron James physically, or is this just kind of a blip on the radar?
I still think it's until we see something where obviously he has to sit again for an extended period of time, like we saw from Christmas, you know, through the month of January, I think it's still, you got to consider it a blip on the radar, just because of how healthy and how consistent this guy has been and being able to stay on the court throughout his career. But obviously, like you said, if this turns into something where, you know, those concerns actually lead to him missing more time down the stretch, then there's no way that team's going to make the playoffs first and foremost. And if that happens, then it could just be a complete and total change of not only coaching staff, but also, you know, an overhaul of the roster itself, like we saw last year, and them getting LeBron and bringing in all those other one-year deals around him to kind of free up the cap space for this summer. So, yeah, I mean, obviously, if it's something where it turns into the fact where he's unable to play, I mean, we saw what happened when he went down initially. They were top three, top four in the West, and by the time he came back, they were out of the playoff picture altogether. So that team, as it's constructed, obviously cannot compete at the level that they're expected to compete at without LeBron James on the floor. And if it comes to the case where, you know, he can't play, then they're in a lot of trouble, and it could lead to a lot of changes being made sooner rather than later.
Well, Michael, if LeBron is deteriorating before our eyes and he's no longer the best player in the league and you can't trust him to, you know, stay healthy, does that affect their moves this offseason? Does that affect them trading all these young pieces away? Does that affect how free agents view the Lakers? Like, hey, I'm not getting a good LeBron anymore, or a great LeBron. I'm getting just a good LeBron. I'm not getting the best player in the world anymore. I'm just getting a top 15 player. Does that affect how the Lakers move in free agency, or the other players across the league who are going to be free agents view the Lakers?
Yeah, in terms of that, it's a good question. I think it would be more how other players view the Lakers as opposed to how the Lakers view what they have going forward. I mean, Magic Johnson and Pelinka are clearly all in on LeBron James as the centerpiece of this team, and then doing what they can to fill, you know, all the spots around him with not only stars but other players who can play a specific role that they need. I think that they're committed to kind of building through LeBron and around LeBron for obviously the next three seasons while he's under contract. But in terms of how other players view the Lakers, especially free agents, I mean, we've heard the rumors all throughout the year. There are the comments from Kevin Durant where, you know, you talk about the atmosphere around LeBron and how it's a toxic one just because of all the attention that's there and everything that kind of is, you know, expected and determined of you, depending on how things play out. So I do think it would be something where players might look at the situation and think, well, by the time I get here, he's going to be in his mid-30s. You know, we're moving closer to the point where he's going to have to break down at some point, just because, as we know, Father Time has been undefeated in terms of that sort of thing across sports, no matter what. So, yeah, I think that could be a situation where you maybe have a guy like a Kawhi Leonard, you know, like a Klay Thompson, guys like that, who maybe have a little bit of pause in terms of, well, is this really where I want to go to continue my career? Because I might not be getting the guy that went to eight straight finals. I might be getting the guy who, you know, missed 2-3 months with a groin injury, if that's how things end up playing out for the rest of this season. And that makes things a little bit shakier for impending free agents, for sure.
Yesterday I saw that LeBron has confirmed that Space Jam 2 will begin filming this summer. I've got a conspiracy I want to get out in front of, and I'm trying to stamp my name on this. This is going to be LeBron's next big tampering scandal. Like, who gets movie roles to star alongside him in Space Jam 2? Like, if Anthony Davis is playing one of the Monstars, or if Anthony Davis is on his team trying to stop the Monstars, or you get Kawhi Leonard and Kyrie Irving out there, this is the next big scandal in the NBA, Michael. I'm telling you.
I think there's legs to that, man. Obviously, you know, you see everything that goes on over All-Star Weekend, where it's, there's no tampering over All-Star Weekend, and then you hear people say that, well, really, Team USA camp is where the worst of it goes on. No, I think if you get a bunch of superstars on a movie set with LeBron James, and they're there for weeks at a time with some free time on their hands, what do you think they're going to talk about?
Hey, look, I might not be able to get you max money under the salary cap, but here's an extra $10 million to star in this movie.
Exactly. Let me negotiate this role with you real quick.
You don't have to play the goofy Sean Bradley role, Anthony Davis. You can be a cool Monstar. Not the big dumbling idiot, but we need a big, tall, lanky guy. That could be you.
I think there's something to that, man.
Just watch out. Adam Silver said over the weekend that he wishes trade requests would stay private. I think he's full of it. Do you believe him when he says that he wishes these trade requests would stay private?
I think he believes that, you know, I think in his, he would prefer it that way. But honestly, if you look at, you know, all the attention that the Anthony Davis, you know, that whole saga brought for a week and a half, 2 weeks leading
during
up to the
Super
trade
Bowl
deadline.
Week. During Super Bowl week.
Who doesn't want all that attention on their league? Obviously, in his eyes, you know, he works for the owners. Obviously, you would want things to be a little bit more civil in that regard. But in terms of the attention that it brings to the league and how it can dominate conversation, like you said it yourself, during Super Bowl week, there was a lot of talk about Anthony Davis and the Pelicans, of all people. So, you know, it's something where, yeah, he might say that, but at the same time, I don't think he was mad at all about how things ultimately played out there.
The Warriors or the field?
Oh, God, still the Warriors. Unless one of them get hurt, I mean, I don't think they're as deep as they have been in recent years. In terms of who they got coming off the bench, but that starting five is something serious. And as long as those guys stay healthy, you know, I don't think it'll be a walk in the park like it was a few years ago where they went through and I think only lost one game. But right now, I'd be hard pressed to take the field over them at this point.
Michael, do I butcher your name when I say Bolin? Is it Bolin or Bolin?
It's Bolin, but I get it both ways. But yeah, Bolin is the way it goes.
I meant no disrespect, Michael.
Not a problem at all, man.
Michael Bolin, 247 Sports. Cody, great job by you in the interview. Michael, we appreciate the time. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, thank you guys for having me. Y'all have a good one.
All right, man.
Thanks, Michael.
Great job by Cody. You really brought it.
I didn't want to interject with nothing of value.
You at least had your headphones on.
My question would have been basically like, when will LeBron win a title with the Lakers?
LeBron James.
Yeah, so if it's not involved with that, you know, wouldn't have been anything of value.
Great job.
Thanks.
Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Turns out Tracy Chapman is also still alive. You tried killing her in the car crash, too. Not only did you misgender her, you also killed her, and she is alive.
I was actually thinking of the comedian Tracy Morgan.
Ah, okay.
We were able to get to the bottom of it during the break. He's still alive.
Also. He almost died.
Right. That's who I was thinking of the whole time.
And it was in a car crash. He got hit by a Walmart truck. Like a Walmart transfer truck. Crushed him. Crushed his car.
A Walmart truck. That'd be a bad way to go.
Yeah, then like Walmart got in trouble because the guy had been driving for like 30 straight hours or something like that, and it was a whole thing.
I was trying to think of some kind of... low prices, something. I don't know. There's a joke in there somewhere, but it's not a good one.
Last night, and I really wanted to do this as the story of the day because this was the funniest thing from the night as far as I was concerned. And you're, you know, Tennessee, Vanderbilt, whatever. You can freak out about it if you want. We talked about it a little bit for the first 15, 20 minutes of the show. I had given all my takes the night before. You didn't seem very interested in it because we both said yesterday, like, just beat Vanderbilt and, you know, we'll judge you on what you do versus LSU, right? We all said that.
Yeah, I mean, it was ugly, but we won by 12 and only gave up 46 points. Like, LSU, that's what matters.
So I didn't really think that that was the story of the day, but, of course, we wanted to start with it. To me, did you see what happened with Gordon Hayward last night?
The Boston Celtic?
No, the other Gordon Hayward.
Gordon Hayward?
No, the other one.
Who's the other one?
The one that went to Butler.
Nobody's ever heard of him. I did not
play for the Jazz.
The only thing I know about Gordon Hayward is that he hurt his leg really bad one time.
Well, Gordon Hayward is also a big-time gamer.
Like Fortnite?
I don't know if it's just particularly Fortnite, but I want to say that Gordon Hayward's like a... Like, could be a professional gamer if he wanted to.
Zombies.
What is zombies? Like, is that the Call of Duty?
Call of Duty. We used to just call it zombies. You want to play some zombies?
Like that's like his big time, I guess, hobby. He has his own, like, portion of his website.
So he's a nerd.
I don't think he's necessarily a nerd, but...
I mean, I didn't mean nerd in a negative way.
Well, either way, he's a gamer. He takes it seriously. And last night, he was gaming, I guess, with his boys or with a team of professionals. I don't know exactly who he was gaming with, but I'm guessing he was having the time of his life. And, you know, when you game these days, you stream. Everyone streams, either through Twitch or, you know, through other websites or, you know, you have the mic and these things are live for the public. And here you have Gordon Hayward who, you know, makes $30 million a year. His wife and kids, and the other thing I know about Gordon Hayward is that he can't get a boy. He keeps having girls, and he keeps getting really upset. Like, they did a big gender reveal where he opens a box, and, like, these pink balloons fly out. He just looks mortified. He's so disgusted, so sad that he's not getting a boy.
He can't. How many does he have now?
I want to say, I don't know how many.
He can't.
Maybe he has one daughter. Maybe he has one daughter, and the next one's a girl, too. I don't know. But Gordon Hayward had a really disappointed reaction to a gender reveal.
All he wants is a true-born male heir.
That's all he wants.
Someone to take the throne when he dies.
In the video I'm watching, there are two little girls there helping him open the box. So it was his third girl.
Oh, no.
So he's probably like, damn it, I'm going to end up like Philip Rivers having all these damn kids because I keep trying to have a boy. So that's all I know about Gordon Hayward is that he used to be really good at basketball, hurt his ankle. He's boys with Brad Stevens. He can't have a male son. And he likes his gaming. Well, last night, the gaming thing was where we were at, you know, where we were focusing at as he's there playing with his boys. And despite being a really successful professional basketball player who makes probably, you know, $30 million a year, he's just like a regular guy in the sense that he has to ask his girlfriend or his wife or his partner, hey, can I play one more game?
I got time for one more?
No. No, you don't have time.
All right, guys. I got to go.
All right, Gordon.
I appreciate you playing. Yeah, hopefully I can come back and play again.
Absolutely, man. Anytime.
Hey, for sure, man. It was a pleasure. All right, guys. I'll see you.
All right. See you, man.
Did you hear that part at the end?
Pathetic. Something about how pathetic is your life.
Well, I mean, you have Gordon Hayward just They're in the All-Star break. He's winding down. He's trying to relax. He's doing what he wants to do before the big final push in the NBA season, and he's having to ask his wife, you know, can I play a game? And she says no, and then at the very end, she hits him with a... I'm sitting here watching you play video games. How pathetic is my life?
Sounds like the next one might not be his.
A simple no would have been fine. You don't have to embarrass me on the stream in front of all my friends. Now this is a big story of his wife basically fed up with him. Sitting there like in the middle of a fight because you know the fight's coming.
She sounded serious too.
Yeah. I'm sitting here watching you play video games. How pathetic is my life? And she probably does feel that way because as an NBA player, he probably is on the road half the season, right?
Well, I mean, like, even when he asks, she's like, no. No, you don't have time for one more.
No. You don't have an extra 20 minutes to play. And you know what happened when they got off, right? He's just like, I could have played one more. She's going to go. She's going to probably keep going about how he's never at home and they need to spend time together. And you heard it in his voice. The saddest part's his voice. Like, when he realizes, gotta go, the fun's over.
All right, guys, I'll see you.
All right, guys, I'll see you.
Maybe we could play again some other time. Gotta go.
All right, guys, I'll see you.
All right, I'll see you.
That's why you don't get married. I can't imagine not having the freedom of being able to play video games whenever I want. I mean, how sad is that? It's not like she has to. She can leave. Why does she feel like she has to sit there and watch him?
Well, maybe she wants to spend some time with him. Maybe they were supposed to catch up on last season of Game of Thrones. Maybe they were supposed to do something.
Well, he likes playing video games.
Like I said, he's an NBA player. He travels for half of the season. There's 41 road games.
I mean, she's the wife of an NBA player.
Well, that's the thing, is like, I get it. When my girlfriend gets on to me for something, it's like, hey, no, you can't do this. You can't go here. You got to help me do this. I understand. She needs help.
That's a little different.
I don't make $30 million a year. Gordon Hayward makes $30 million a year. You think that, like, the stuff around the house, they could pay to get taken care of. Now, I get it. Money doesn't replace quality time, but...
Oh, you'd think she could find something to do.
You'd think you could have 15 more minutes to play another game, right?
Yeah.
So listen to the defeat in his voice.
All right, guys, I'll see you.
I mean, I broke my ankle last year, dear. I don't know if you saw that, the whole fractured ankle. All the rehab I had to do to get back to make us money to pay for all these little girls you keep giving me.
Can't even give me a son.
And then she gets mad about that. It's not my fault we can't have a son. You're projecting on me. It's your insecurities that you can't have a son. It's your DNA. And he's like, oh, now he's mad that she's accusing him of it.
Sounds like an unhealthy situation. I mean, how pathetic can her life be, though?
Well, that's what she asked. I don't think it's pathetic. I mean,
it's what she said. If I'm Gordon, you're the wife of an NBA player.
If I'm Gordon Hayward, I'm like, you see this house?
Yeah, exactly.
You see everything I do around here?
That's what I'm telling her.
I just want to play 15 more minutes of games with my friends. Got to end on a win. We died last time. Let's play the whole thing one more time. I like it all put together.
We got time for one more?
No, you don't have time.
All right, guys. I got to go.
All right, Gordon.
I appreciate you playing.
Yeah,
hopefully I can come back and play again.
Absolutely, man. Anytime.
Hey, for sure, man. It was a pleasure. All right, guys. I'll see you.
All right. See you, man.
All right, guys. All right, guys. I'll see you later.
Who's the guy that's like, all right, Gordon?
Well, it's a guy hosting on like a web stream. Like, I guess maybe he's trying to sound professional. I don't know, but they're doing like a professional web stream.
Like,
this guy's probably a big time gamer. I don't know.
Yeah, well, maybe he should focus more on gaming and less on his wife. Sounds like that's what he's been doing. She's upset about it. I can't feel sorry for the wife of an NBA player. You got it made. Deal with it.
Not if she wants attention and affection.
Well, she can get it elsewhere. Yeah, I mean, you're in a multi-million-dollar home. She's just bored of being rich.
How pathetic is my life?
I mean, what does she do?
Watching you play video games. Raises his kids. Daughters, but kids.
Yeah.
You're making this ugly.
Is that it?
Misogynistic McClure is back at it.
I'm not misogynistic.
McClure is back at it.
If you want a different life, get a different life.
I just wanted to laugh at Gordon Hayward, and here you are just putting this wife down for no reason.
Well, she's giving my boy Gordon Hayward hell because he wants to play some video games.
Your boy, Gordon Hayward.
I mean, I'm just saying that, you know, she's the wife of an NBA player. What does she have to stress about? Not going to be able to make the electric bill this month? I think it'll be okay, you know?
I do wonder why they had to go, like why he didn't have time.
I'm watching. How pathetic is my life?
How pathetic is my life? Who is she? She's probably an Instagram model.
I don't know who she is. I mean, she's an attractive girl. I don't think she's an Instagram model, but she's an attractive lady. She seems nice.
Yeah.
She's just fed up at the video gaming, man.
Get over it.
All right. I'll see you later. Yeah, maybe I can come play a game with you guys sometime.
All right, guys. I'll see you.
And Gordon Hayward can't wait for the NBA season to start back up. He can't wait for that first long road trip where he can just take a system and game on the team plane or the team bus or the hotel in peace. You know what I could be doing, honey? You know what the other guys do on the road? Let me tell you what Marcus Smart does when we're in the hotel.
Let me tell you what Michael Jordan used to do.
They went out and got ladies of the night. All I want to do is game with my friends.
Exactly.
What would you rather me do? Go out and find side women?
He will.
Or just hang out with my friends on the internet in chat rooms and talk to each other while we play video games.
He might do that if this continues the way it is.
What we just heard right there.
That would make me want to go find another woman.
What we just heard right there, that entire clip, that's why Japan is having a population crisis.
They play a lot of video games too.
The men and the women. It's not just men over there. It's the women want to play games. They got no time for sex, no time for kids, because they both just want to keep gaming. They're like you. I can't imagine, he says, getting married and not being able to play my video games. That's how the Japanese feel. That's why the population is in crisis. Poor Gordon Hayward. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Pints and Poses tonight at Hops and Hollers if you're looking for a place to go do some yoga or drink some beer or do both. Hops and Hollers, you can go do the, say it for me, Cody, the happy baby.
The downward facing dog. The happy baby. What were the other ones?
Something with a cow.
The cow face. The happy baby.
The cow face. The happy baby.
Those are the three. Dog. Yeah.
Make plans Saturday at noon. It's an early game, early tip-off. Do a little day drinking. A little pregame for us at Hops and Hollers at 937 North Central Street before the LSU game, before I invite a lucky eight of you to my humble abode for some drinking games and fun festivities that we will put on the internet for people.
Have you decided which eight yet?
I'm having to rework my list a little bit. Like I said, I had my top eight yesterday. Yesterday there was some shakeup, though. Like I said, people didn't email me back. Rick Butler had a really strong performance. Not only did he email me back, but he also helped me get something set up on the internet that I was struggling with. He helped me fix it.
Rick Butler is an underrated member of the crew here.
Now, I'm just going to tell you, he's going to shoot into not only the top eight, he might be in the top five when the next rankings come out.
Rick Butler does not get the respect he deserves from his show.
Oh, amen. I've been trying to work out a trade to get Rick Butler on Talk Sports. Behind the scenes for a while.
That would be a great trade.
Like this, we're getting close to the trading season. Like once basketball season's over, there will be some reshuffling among shows. There are trades being worked out. What trades would you guys like to see be made?
Rick would be a hot commodity. Add Rick to the show in some way. I don't think I'd trade anybody for Rick.
Well, that's not really how trading works. You don't just it's not like we have future draft picks.
We can add Rick.
I mean, I got cases of volunteer vodka, I guess.
Yeah.
That we could throw into a deal. Ben Lee's a hot commodity. Yesterday did 2 hours of It's Optional.
He sounded happy, too.
He did. I got many comments in my DMs and text messages of people saying that Ben Lee sounds like a natural and It's Optional and that he finally seems happy.
I'm actually going to be on there today and tomorrow as well. If you guys would like to tune
big
in,
big news,
one
we'll
to three
tryout for Ben Lee. Okay,
but I do love Talk Sports. Home.
You
home
sounded,
is where the heart is.
You sounded happier on It's Optional.
You didn't even hear him in the break.
No, I just heard
you
on the
radio.
You stop
doing that picks up on the microphone.
Sorry. I could hear the joy in Ben's voice, though.
You didn't hear him in the commercial break sitting in here just yucking it up. After the show, just continue yucking it up.
I can imagine what it was like. I really love you, Trey. You're awesome, man.
That's not what it was like.
You're awesome. I love doing this show with you,
there's
man.
There's been a lot of talks of some trades around the station. Going to reshuffle the staffs a little bit.
Trey, I don't want to be traded.
Brandon, you're cool, man. We should hang out, dude.
That's a lot of what it was.
Can I put in a non-trade request?
I mean, you can, but you know, it's what they say in professional sports all the time. This is a business.
Theoretically, if Ben were to go to, It's Optional. I mean, we could pick up somebody.
I don't understand why I can't just be a full team player for like both squads.
I mean, you're repping Fox Sports Knoxville well. We appreciate it. Just every now and then, a trade offer comes up, and we just have to consider it. And there's some going on right now. Like I said,
you said it yourself, Ben. You'd have no problem being a number two. You'd be a natural.
I don't know if that's what
it's
I said.
It's easy being the co-host of a show. You said
I think I
could just sit there and be funny and be great.
I think what the term was is you said you could not come over here and produce. And
I mean,
said, yeah,
I could
but
learn
I,
it.
I could easily go back over. I could easily go over there and be the number two.
Easily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's easier to be the number two.
Easy.
You don't have to get content together. You just sit there.
Yeah. It's easy.
Don't make that mistake. Don't make that mistake. As a number two, you're supposed to have some content and every now and then bring something to the table. Cody's got it easy here.
I mean, I nailed it yesterday. Did you hear the Peter Burns interview? I did not say a word.
Yes, you did.
Did you go to say something
Peter
to Trey
about Fortnite?
I asked him a question about Fortnite at the very end.
I feel like you went to say something early and Trey interrupted you and said, sorry, Ben, and then got to the interview. Did that happen?
Well, kind of, but not really.
That's what I heard out there, but I couldn't listen to what was actually going on in the air. So, they want you. They're coming hot after you.
I mean,
Bear wants you on the drive. Bear wants to take you under his wing. You're a hot commodity, Ben Lee.
Bear wants me on the drive.
The trade offers might be too much to pass up. I don't know. We're gonna see. We're gonna try to work something out.
I don't know if I want to go to the drive. There's no. I'd be the Periscope guy. There'd be no Mike.
Maybe Brandon gets traded.
That would almost be a demotion.
Maybe Brandon gets traded.
Be part of the docket every day.
Oh yeah.
What about a three-show trade? You know,
yeah, it could be a four-show trade.
Send Ben to
Soptional.
Soptional. Chance goes back to his rightful place, his home on the drive, and we get Brandon.
I don't really want Brandon.
You don't want Brandon?
Cody just wants Brandon so they can ride together.
I love Brandon.
You just want a carpool.
He just wants to save the gas so we can Uber more.
He leaves earlier.
If I could pick somebody from the drive to trade for, I'm trading for Rick. I'm buying low on Rick. Once school's
that's
up.
That's not really a fair trade, though, when we could get Chance. We could get Chance.
I feel like Chance might get traded to It's Optional. Or not It's Optional, excuse me, but overtime. I don't know. There's some shakeup along the way. I mean, we can't break Chance on here and put him in the third seat. You can't demote Chance like that.
But why are we demoting me?
You just said Chance.
You're not getting demoted. You're getting promoted to number two. It's Optional.
But you just said I'd be going to the drive.
I said that they want you. I didn't say that you're going there. That's just been an offer.
Nobody wants Davey.
Nah, nobody wants to. And no one wants to train anybody to the morning show because it's really tough getting up at 6:50. Or not getting up at 6:50, getting here at 6:50. Excuse me.
Yeah, I mean, I could easily make the morning show.
We could get Davey. That would be weird.
That would be a bad trade.
I feel like that wouldn't be a weird chemistry.
I think Davey knows a lot about sports, but Davey, there's just something about Davey that rubs me the wrong way. And when I see him producing, he's not paying attention. So, like, I just feel like that wouldn't be good for
the blood pressure.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good for me. Like, I respect Davey's sports opinions. When he talks, he usually knows what he's talking about. But there's just something about him that rubs me the wrong way.
We could pull Brackman from overtime.
You've made it clear you're a big Brackman fan.
Big fan. I like Brackman.
Something to consider.
Brackman for Ben.
Are either of y'all Ben fans?
Yeah, we like Ben. We're just trying to sell high.
I mean, you made my top eight, Ben.
I appreciate that.
We're just trying to sell high. There's a little bit. Look, it's what happens in the NBA. You're a little bit like the James Harden of the young Oklahoma City Thunder. The third guy who thinks he should be number two or maybe number one that they had to send off to Houston, and it worked great for Houston and James Harden.
Ben thinks he could take my job. It wouldn't be long before he would want to be the host of the show.
Right, exactly. And you know, the Thunder had to look and say,
"But I don't think I should be number two or number one. I just think number three should up the percentage a little bit."
Nah, it's not. I don't like three man shows. I'm a two man show guy.
But our dynamic, I feel like it works pretty well.
Yeah, you've been talking a little too much. We might have to clear some room for the younger guys to rise a little bit, and you get to flourish, and you get an upgrade. You get to be James Harden. You get to go to the Rockets, and hell, he might put you on overtime, and you can be like James Harden shooting, you know, 40 times a game. That's get there and really get some reps in. You and Tanner Carson just boom.
It's
and who knows?
Pushed down to the D League.
You could be the king. Don't say that. That's disrespectful. I mean, they call him the D team.
That's for digital team.
Nate did
but it's for digital team, not like the D team, like letter grade, like Ben was trying to make it. Ben's being very disrespectful.
No, it's not disrespectful. I just like my home on the midday.
I've always thought we needed a female voice.
10 to 3-ish.
Ben wants to try to lock down all 5 hours.
10 to 3-ish, yeah.
He wants to try to lock down all 5 hours. That's not how it works, Benjamin.
Why not? Then I could be the number three that doesn't talk very much that you want.
You'd be like a number two and a half.
And then I could come on to Soptional and be the number two and have all my takes.
Because we got to make room for other people. Like there's people
Why would we need?
I think you should just host every show from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m.
No new friends.
You could do that.
Well, I mean, on it's optional. Like, you're just going to permanently kick Chance off the show.
I mean, Chance has to go somewhere, but it's not here. I mean, this is my spot. Sports.
I still think Chance would want to get demoted from 2 to 3. And then there'd be some dynamic issues between you two. Maybe you would be – then you would get nervous.
I'll never get nervous.
Maybe you'll be like, oh, wow, I'm not getting enough time. It's Chance and John show. What happened to me?
Chance 2 on this show. We'll both be 2.
That doesn't work.
I'll take off the NBA segments, and you guys will ball out.
But then it's down to a – then it's a three-man show that John doesn't like.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be weird.
Gordon Hayward's wife issued an apology, by the way, which she came across really backhanded complimentary. She came across real judgmental in her apology. It was a backhanded apology.
She seems awful.
You did see her, though. She was attractive. I did tell you she was attractive.
She's very attractive.
She said, I wasn't even watching him play. I just came in the room. We had to go to his workout. That's why we didn't have time, which I'm not buying, Miss Hayward.
I kind of understand after seeing her, though. I kind of understand why Gordon Hayward is letting himself be whipped.
Hour 2 in the books, hour 3 on deck. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.